This episode will get a little bit philosophical. I apologize for that in advance. And if you hate that kind of thing, you can just skip it. I was thinking about this stuff for myself, and so I just thought I'd share it with you. I think it's useful stuff. And basically, it's about gratitude. I find myself applying gratitude, the tools of gratitude, a lot when I'm dealing with van life stuff. As we all know, it can be frustrating sometimes. There are always challenges. I don't care how much you spent on your vehicle, how much disposable income you have. At some point, you're going to run up against issues when you're out on the road, when you're out looking for the perfect boondocking site, or your neighbor is cranking music in the campground or whatever. I like to be conscious of the good things. It's one of my tricks for survival in life in general. And, you know, the good things, including circumstances, my advantages, my privileges, the things that I have, and I try to take stock of those on a daily basis. Now, back in episode number 39, which I titled Healthy, Consistent Van Life Morning Routines, I talked about journaling and specifically about a process called morning pages. Now, that's something that I've been very consistent with for many years. It's just, for whatever reason, it's really easy for me to sit down and journal every morning with my coffee. I don't struggle. It's not a challenge. I don't have to, morning pages. Oh, nope. I love it. I sit down. I've gone through many, many, many journals and many, many, many pens and pen refills. And it's really helpful. And one of the things I do in that is I work on gratitude. So again, I take stock of the things, of my advantages and the good things I have in my life. So why? Okay. So by recognizing the good things I have in my life, I'm able to seek those good things in the future. In other words, because I understand what they are, because I understand what is working for me, where I'm fortunate, where I got lucky, the privileges that I have, the advantages that I have, it kind of attunes my thought processes for, or my awareness for those things when they show up later, or when I see an opportunity, I can judge more easily whether or not it's going to work for me. So yeah, that's a really good reason. And then conversely, there's value in consciously seeking what's not going right and what could be better. And I'll talk more about that in a minute. So I try to view negative things, issues, circumstances in a stoic light. And now I'm talking about, you know, stoicism. Basically, the concept behind stoicism is that we experience the world around us without judgment. I'll recommend a book. A fellow by the name of Ryan Holiday wrote a book called The Obstacle is the Way. And you guessed it, there's a link to that in show notes or in the show description. So check that out. What this does, what, you know, viewing the world and our experiences without judgment, what a stoic outlook on life or experiencing life without judgment allows us to do is it allows for room for decision-making unclouded by issues such as anger, sadness, fear, even excitement. If you go back and listen to our episode, Campervan Purchase Negotiation, that's number 34, or just go read any of our articles about buying a used campervan. You know, we talk about not getting excited about the van as a means of not buying the wrong van or not paying too much. And so, yeah, avoiding that form of judgment, right? Getting too excited about something when really it's best to step back and just take a calm, measured approach before making any decisions or before getting judgmental and having kind of emotions of one kind or another cloud your judgment and thinking on things. It also allows for recognition of those feelings. And so when you are super excited or super angry or super fearful or sad, that is to say, when you recognize when you have any of those feelings, it allows you to sit with them and to feel them instead of judging yourself or someone else or some circumstance that is beyond your control. And that's very powerful stuff. It can make all the difference in how you go through your day and how you have your van life experiences that, again, can be rocky and there are plenty of ups and downs. I did want to say that there's nothing wrong with recognizing the bad. In other words, kind of the opposite of gratitude is to go, oh, geez, this situation's really bad, or this experience, which allows for awareness of what needs to change and allows for awareness of the things that we should avoid in the future. So I include that kind of thing in my journaling as well. You know, if I made a bad decision, I need to step up and see it and be conscious of it. And that allows me to avoid self-pity and allows me to be aware of problems and issues. So, yeah, you know, self-pity can feel good in the moment. I'm so this, you know, the world is so that, they did this, they're terrible, you know, the government, you know, that group of people or whatever. And that's all self-pity. And there's no value in it in terms of self-improvement, in terms of living your life in a positive way. So I avoid it. And then acceptance can be of what can be changed allows for focus on what can be changed. And what made me think of that, actually, this whole thread came from a friend of mine sent me a video about how the corporations are destroying the world and the people and controlling us and all this stuff. And I'm not a conspiracy theorist, so that stuff doesn't really stick to me, other than I think about it in terms of what I have control over. I can't really control what Microsoft is going to do. I can't control what Google is going to do or what the president, former, present, future, past presidents, no control over that other than my right to vote. So I don't focus on big scary ideas about the banks trying to, you know, poison me or any of that stuff. It doesn't concern me. I just do the best I can to take care of myself. And having that stoic philosophy, calm, level-headed, non-emotional, non-judgmental thought process, and that comes out of my gratitude practice. Whether it's self or outward directed, blame is unproductive. So if I'm going to sit around and blame the banks about my problems, well, that's time I could be spending improving my life, isn't it? So that's my feeling on that. So even if there's someone whose job or responsibility it is to fix a mistake, and even then, I don't start with blame. I start with rational discussion. And maybe that's with a partner or a friend. How can I help you get this done or avoid this problem in the future? It's a much better approach than you did this, you did that, they did this, they're doing that. I'd much rather focus on a productive solution and what I can do in the moment to take care of myself, to improve my own circumstances without blaming others. Mostly, I want to be conscious of where I have power and control and where I don't, so I'm not wasting time in the places where I don't have power and control. So that's my philosophical rant about gratitude and stoic attitudes and concepts. I hope that helps. Feel free to shoot me an email, podcast@vansage.com. You can rant and tell me about all the conspiracy theories you believe in and send me video links. And man, I'll love it. Or not. Whatever you want to talk about. podcast@vansage.com. All right. Thanks for listening. Hey, I hope you're enjoying the show. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Campervan Podcast. The Vansage newsletter goes out every Sunday evening, and if you're not signed up for that yet, well, you're missing out. Packed full of valuable, fun weekly features, product resources, videos, photography, exclusive content, and other cool van life stuff. It's easy to get signed up, only takes a few seconds, and the link to do so is in show notes right there in your podcatcher app. And while you're at it, I have a quick favor to ask. Please take a few seconds to send that link to friends, family, post it to your social media feeds, etc. It really does make all the difference and will allow me to continue publishing this show. Okay, that's it for now. Take care. Have fun. I'm glad you're here. Enjoy the adventure. But you treat me so unkind. The fast mail train I see.